Today's daf is Becharos daf Chaf Beis. We are holding on the Mishnah at the Mishnah on daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. So says the Mishnah Chaf Aleph Amud Beis at the bottom of the page. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov Omer Behema Gasa Sheshafa Chareres Dam Harezu Tikaver. If a Behema Gasa, a large animal, has a clump of blood that flows out of its body, so that clump of blood should be buried Upturim in a Bechora, and the Behema now going forward is going to be Potter from Bechor, meaning the next offspring of this Behema is not going to be subject to Bechor. So Rashi writes, why is it Tikaver? Why do you have to bury a random piece of blood that comes flowing out of an animal? Where do we ever have such a thing? So Rashi says, Hacharara da asur ba'ana, Tikaver hacharara, you should bury the Hacharara da asur ba'ana, the Shem of Vlad Zachar Hayosha Nimok, V'kadosh b'Bechora b'yitziyaso. Because maybe it was a Vlad Zachar that had become disintegrated. Maybe that Hacharara's dam wasn't just a random chunk of blood, but it was a Vlad that had become disintegrated. And that Vlad was a male, and therefore it had Kedushas Bechor. So if it has Kedushas Bechor, you don't want it lying around. You need to get rid of it, so you need to bury it appropriately. That's the reason for Tikaver. If you look at Tosfos, Be'megas Shafas Charos Dam Reizu Tikaver, Aval Pidutan Perik Be'mam Akasha Hamavak Kereshi Pilashilia Yashlichena LeKlavim Kedim Farish Hasam. We learned in Maseches Chulin something very different, that if an animal had never given birth before, and it's mapile shilya, it has a fetus come out of it, so you could throw it to the dogs, mishum denismoch miuta denidme lemechtze denikevos, because there are three possibilities of what happened over there. 90% chance, let's say, just attaching arbitrary numbers, a rove, a significant rove, that it was a vlad, a minority chance that it wasn't a Vlad, that it was a Nidme, that it was just something that took the form of a Vlad, but wasn't a Vlad at all. Even if it was a Vlad, it's 50-50 whether it was male or female. So you take the Miut's chance that it wasn't a Vlad at all, you combine that with the 50-50 chance that even if it was a Vlad, it was a female, and you have nothing to worry about in terms of Kedushas Bechor. So Frektosel, so what are we burying over here? Shouldn't you say the same thing? That there's a small chance it's a Nidme, there's a 50% chance even if it's a Vlad, it's a female, and therefore we shouldn't have to bury it. Answers Tosos, Hacha Shaini Kedim Farish Gemara, kedei lefarsa masha niftara min habechora. Now over here, it's not really me'ikra din that you have to bury it. Me'ikra din, there wouldn't really exist the concern that it's a bechor, because like we said, you'd be smoch mi'uta le'mechza nekevos, and it would be okay. But the Gemara is going to say, we dafka bury this to be mefarsim the idea that the animal going forward is going to be pater from bechor. So that's why we do the burial over here. So the fractosos, but wait a second, that's not the reason the Gemara says. The Gemara is forced to say that the whole purpose of the burial is to be mefarsim. The Gemara gives another reason that we have to say that the whole purpose of the burial is to be mefarsim. Umashe no dochik begemara lo markein el mishum drabichia de ka'amar vichi me'achar deina metama lo b'magav lo masa amayti kaver. The reason the Gemara gives for having to bury it, the reason the Gemara is forced to say that the only reason we bury it is to be mefarsim, that it's part from Bechor, is because the Gemara was bothered by a different issue. The Gemara was bothered, if it's not metami b'maga, it's not metami b'masa, so why do you have to bury it? You take a stand. Is it a Vlad or is it not a Vlad? If it's not metami b'anything, what would be the purpose of burying it? So that's why the Gemara is forced to say that we only bury it lefarsim. But not because of this kasha, that you have the miyot of nidme plus the mechza that it might be in the keva. So Mishani Kedei L'Farsma, the Gemara gives Kedei L'Farsma for that reason. So he says, both reasons would have been good enough to, both factors would have been a strong enough reason to say that the only reason that we're burying it is because of Pearson, because we want to publicize the fact that this animal is now going forward going to be Petura, Pater from Bechora. Now, Tosos later on, in about 10 blocks from now, in Dafalamid Beis Amid Beis, Tosos writes that even according to the Shitos, that a Bechor Bal Mum could be eaten by Goyim, that's only by a Bechor that was Hutar Al Pi Mumcha, that an expert had examined and determined it has a viable Mum that's going to make it Mutter for people to eat. Since it has a Heter Achdila for Yisrael, it's Mutter for Goyim as well. But a Bechor that's Asr Ba'achila for Yisrael is Asr for Goyim as well. And therefore over here, since this Bechor was never Hutar Alpi Mumcha, we never had an expert examine it, and there never became a Heter Achila that was Chal for a Jew, Mimele remains Asr Ba'ana, and that's why it requires Kavura. And he tells us, obviously bothered, that wait a second, isn't this like a Bal Mum times 10? I mean, this is much worse than a Bal Mum. It's, the whole thing is a Mum. It's a Charer is Dam. It hasn't even developed beyond looking like a chunk of blood. So Tal says, no, there's such a din of a balmum only when you have bidikas chacham, only when you have chacham that's bodek to be matir b'charos. That was one of the smichas they used to give out. The Gemara at the beginning of Masech Sanhedrin talks about the concept of heter hora'a, why it is that you need to, why it is and how you would do it to get someone to have the right to paskin a halacha. The Gemara said, what do you mean, have the right to paskin a halacha? If I know the halacha, I have the right to paskin. If I don't know the halacha, I don't have the right to paskin it. What do you need to have a right to paskin a halacha, to have a written declaration that you know how to paskin a halacha? So I always thought it's because someone's going to claim that they're a rabbi and they know what they're talking about, but they're not really going to know what they're talking about. The Gemara doesn't assume that. The Gemara assumes if someone's claiming to know the halacha, they obviously know the halacha. What kind of person would claim to know the halacha if they don't know the halacha? So the Gemara assumes the reason was that the Gemara tells a story that some people weren't able to articulate things particularly well, and sometimes there were miscommunications because of their failure to articulate the halacha properly. So the smicha tests were really tests not only in the knowledge in that area, but also in the ability to articulate the halachas clearly. But one of the smichas the Gemara says is that the Gemara says, Yora, can a person be Mora Isra V'Heter? Yora. Yadin, can he be Dan Dinimam Neschash Mishpat? Yadin. And then the Gemara has a third one. Yatir Becharos. Can he be Matir Becharos? So Yatir Becharos. That was the third type of smicha. The ability to be an expert enough in the movement of an animal to be able to be Matir Becharos. But that's only when you have Hora Aschacham to be Matir the Bechar. But you don't just automatically say that a Charer is Dam, is a Balmum, Mela could be, you could be Nene from it. We don't say such a thing. In fact, the Brisker Rav wonders why Tosos would even be Ola Al Adas, that it would be Mutter like a Bechar Balmum. We never find that Balmum, the concept of Balmum on an Eifel, a Balmum is a Din once the animal is born and it's a live animal, then you have a question, is it a Balmum, is it not a Balmum? Balmum on an Eifel, we never have such a concept of a Balmum. Brisker Rav doesn't even understand the Havamina of Tosos. Okay, says the Gemara, three lines from the bottom. Tani Rebbe Chiya, Eina Matama Lo B'Maga V'Lo B'Masa. So this Charer's Dam is not Matame at all. It doesn't have Tumas Maga, doesn't have Tumas Masa, meaning it's not like a Nevela at all. So frak the Gemara, wait a second, Miachar Deina Matama Lo B'Maga V'Lo B'Masa, I might decover. So if it's not Tame, it's not Matame Maga, it's not Matame Masa, so what are we burying it for? So answers the Gemara, K'dei L'Farsuma Sh'Niftara Min HaBechora. That's to publicize that it's pater from bechor. If you look at Rashi, k'dei l'farsim shniftar min bechora la'aim shapatura min bechora, to be mefarsim that the mother animal is pater from bechora, that any future offspring is not going to be a bechor. D'mi d'mekabrinan l'charara machsakinan le'kivlad. The fact that we bury it shows that we're treating it like a vlad. In that respect, that the next animal is not going to be a bechor. So, frekta gemara lememra de vlad ma'al yehu. Does that mean to suggest that the vlad is a legitimate vlad? V'amai ein metame lo b'maga v'lo b'masa. If it is in fact a legitimate vlad, why isn't it metame b'maga and b'masa? Meaning, manavshach. We started off with the assumption that it's not metame b'maga b'masa. So we said, so what are we burying it for? To be mefarsim. But be mefarsim what? It's mefarsim a reality that she's actually pater from bechor going forward. Why is she pater from bechor going forward? It must be. Then we do consider it a vlad. If it's a real vlad, why isn't it matam b'maga masa? So it's a circular argument over here. So says Gemara, Am Rabbi Yochanan mishum bittel barov naguba. It's not going to be matam b'maga masa because it's bittel barov. That if you look at Rashi, bittel barov lahachi and matamisha bittel abasar barov dam. Viganinim sheyotzinimal, that it becomes batel in the rove of dam and other little pieces of flesh that come out with it. So the actual fetus is actually the minority of what comes out in this clump of blood. Vaz Rabbi Yochanan Tameh, back in the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan is Lishitaso over here. Dam Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi Shimon, Amr Dover Echad. The Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi Shimon both say the same idea. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Ada Amr, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is the idea that we just said, that our Mishnah, that this Chareres Dam has to be buried in its Pater Min HaBechora. So you see that he holds the fact that it's not mitame b'magu masa is clearly because it's batel barov. So you see the concept of batel barov from Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbi Shimon Maihi. Where do we find Rabbi Shimon also with the concept of batel barov in regards to tuma? In regards to this, if I had to, we find it all the time, right? Batel barov. But where do we find the concept of batel barov in regards to tuma? That Rabbi Shimon also has such a concept of batel barov when it comes to tuma. The Tanan, because we have a Mishnah, Hashilya b'bayis habayis tame. If the feed this is in the house, a woman is mapil, a shilya, and there's no clear vlad in it. It's an amniotic sac, and there's no clear vlad in it, so the whole house is tamei. Lo sha shilya vlad. It's not that the shilya itself is a vlad, el she'in shilya below vlad. It's just that she can't be mapil a shilya without there being a vlad caught in there somewhere. So there's got to be vlad in there somewhere, and maybe the house is tamei. But Rabbi Shimon Omer, vlad nimo kat shel yatsa. Rabbi Shimon says, well, the vlad has already become disintegrated before it came out, and what's the point? So what, that it's become disintegrated? The house is tahar, because even though parts of a vlad may have come out, it's batel barov. And Rabbi Shimon holds there is such a concept of batel barov when it comes to tumah and tahara. So that's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov in our Mishnah, and Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Yochanan's understanding of them, that they both hold of the concept of Bittul Barov when it comes to Tumah and Tahara. There is a Mordechai, Maseches Chulin, Oz Tavshin Lamed Zayin, where the Mordechai asks, in the name of Rabbeinu Meshulam, on the Gemara in Baba Kama Chafei Amar Aleph, where the Gemara says that a Shichva Zera of a Zav is Metame B'masa. Why? Shichva Zera itself should not be Metame B'masa. But he says, E Efshal Shichva Zera Belot Tzuchei Ziva, the Gemara says. It's impossible for a Zav to have Shichva Zera and not to have some pieces of Ziva, some drops of Ziva caught in the Shichva Zera. Ziva is something we're not exactly familiar with what it is. One of my Talmidim told me he's learning Masecha Zavim, probably for a Shloshim or something, and he said, what is it? I can't figure out what the reality of Ziva is. So no, it's because we don't have it, right? We have Shechva Zera. Shechva Zera is when a person becomes a Balkari. We don't have Ziva. It's some other type of flow that comes out of a person that makes a person Tamei. So Ziva itself is Metamei B'masa, but Shechva Zera is not Metamei B'masa. So the Gemara in Baba Kama says that if a Zav, someone who's established to be a Zav, has Shechva Zera come out of him, stomach, there's a little bit of Ziva in there also, and it's Metame B'masa. The Gemara says similarly in Maseches Yevamos, the Gemara has in Yevamos Tafayin Ches, that a Yevama, if you have a Yevama that spits out dam, her chalitza is kosher, right? Part of the process of chalitza is when the woman spits. What if no saliva comes out? She just spits and she's spitting up blood. Blood comes out, so the chalitza is kosher. Why? Something comes out of her mouth, even though it looks like blood, there's no way there isn't at least a little bit of saliva in there. So, Frek de Mordechai, very strong kasha. Both of these dinim seem to be against the idea that of bittul barov when it comes to tumentara, right? All of these we say in our Gemara that the fetus is bittul barov, male can't be metame anymore. So why isn't the tzuchei ziva that are caught up in the shechva zara? Why isn't that bittul barov? Why isn't the roke of the woman bittul barov of the dam and where we say that that there's enough roke in there that it's still going to work for the chalitza? So dam is mevatel roke. Dam should have the ability to mevatel roke. So where's the bittul over here? So the Mordechai answers that the whole din of bittul barov is only when the miut was nikar b'fnei atzmo b'tchilas b'riyaso, that originally the miut was clearly discernible and identifiable, and then later it got mixed in with something. But something that tchilas b'yaso li'olam, when it originally came into the world, it was already mixed in with something else, so then we don't say bittul. Bittul is when there's a clash, when there's a conflict between two independent things, and one overwhelms the other. But if there's never a clash between two independent things, it's just, that's the metzias, meaning it's an item that has several ingredients. It has roke, it has dam, whatever it has, malta, it has shechva zera, it has tzuchei ziva, it's just something that comes into the world. world with several ingredients, so that does not, bittul does not apply to something like that. And the Mordechai adds that according to that, you have to say that which we say that Shilya Bebayis, Habayis Tameh, and Rabbi Shimon Mitaher, and the reason Rabbi Shimon is Mitaher is because of bittul Barov, you have to say that we're talking about a Vlad that was Nicker before it became Nimoach, before it became disintegrated. Otherwise, the whole concept doesn't make sense. So in the Ginas of Radim, Klal Nem Zayin, he just points out that the Kasha of the Mordechai is difficult because we hold the Halacha, meaning the Mordechai asks the Kasha from Rabbi Shimon's Shita. The Rabbi Shimon over here says, there's Bittul Barov by Tuma. But we hold the halacha like the Chachamim who disagree with Rabbi Shimon and hold that the Vlad is Mitameh. So the Vlad is not Batal Barov. So maybe Hinochinami. We just thought, he says, I don't understand the Mordechai's Kasha. Mordechai's asking Kasha, whatever happened to Bittul Barov by Tuma? Why don't we apply it by the roke of the woman when she spits out blood or the Tzuchtzuch Eziva when by the Shechvazer of the Zav? What do you mean? We don't paskin that Tuma is Batal Barov. We paskin like the Chachamim who disagree with Rabbi Shimon that the Vlad is not Batal Barov. So it could be that the reason of the Chum is not that they hold that the Vlad is not Batal Barov. Maybe the Chum holding the Chanami the Vlad is Batal Barov, but that's only when the Vlad is Nicker at first. And maybe they hold that this situation is one where the Vlad is not considered to be Nicker at first, where it wasn't identifiable independently at first. It's only when the Vlad is independently identifiable that we would say that it's Batal Barov. Good. The Marid al-Ghazi also raises a kasha. He raises the kasha that all this helps to explain why it is that the Shilya is Metameh, and the din of Rabbi Chiyah, that a Chareres Dam that comes out, is not Metameh Magal Masa, because the Tchilas Chalos Tuma was not Mu'urav. But nevertheless, when it comes to the Chiv Bechora, the Vlad is not going to be battled, because the entire Chiv of Bechora is only Chal once it's Yotzei La'avira Olam. So when it's Yotzei La'avira Olam, it's already Mu'urav B'dam, so the Tchilas Chalos Ha'Isser was B'tarovis, already had a mixture, was already mixed together. And in such a case, you're not going to say Bittul. You don't say Bittul when, like we said, when it originally came out, it was already Mu'urav. So it's interesting. This fetus that comes out together with other stuff, so is it Batul or is it not Batul? So what's the rule according to the Mordechai? If it was ever independently recognizable, so then you would say Bittul. If it started out mixed together, you wouldn't say Bittul. So it depends for which halacha. When it comes to the halachas of Tuma, so Tuma already starts inside, so it's independent while it was inside, and therefore we will say Bittul. But when it comes to the din of Bechor, Bechor does not happen while it's inside. Kedushas Bechor is Merechem, it's when it comes out. When it comes out, it's already mixed in with other things. Mele, you're not going to say Bittul when it comes to the din of Bechor, and therefore... And therefore, it will pater the next one from Bechor. Another kasha the Acharim asks, if Bechor is Batal Barov Dam, so it should turn out that there's only a Gush Dam. All you have is this giant glob of blood, and a big glob of blood should not pater from Bechor. The Vlad itself can't pater from Bechor. Meaning, the other Acharim ask essentially the same kasha of the Marit al-Ghazi is, wait a second, if it's Batal, then it shouldn't be a Bechor either. Then it shouldn't pater from Bechor either. So Rabbi Lazar Moshe Horovitz takes a different, in the back of the Gemara, he has comments in the back of all the Masechtos, he takes a different approach to answering this question. He says that since the Torah is Megala, that a woman that is Tamei with Tumas Leida becomes Tamei when something like this comes out of her body, Mimela must be considered a Leida, and if it's considered a Leida, that's enough to pater from Bechora. You don't need any more to pater from Bechora. The Reishis Bikurim gives a different Teretz. He's Metaretz in the name of the Avnei Nezer, that when it comes to Kedushas Bechor, we need the Vlad to be a Bechor for three things. It has to be a first, remember we discussed, sometimes it can be a firstborn because the first one out of the Rechem, but it's not the first one out of the mother's body because the previous one was a C-section. Sometimes it's the first male, but it's not, you know, there are different factors. In order for it to be a Bechor, to have Kedushas Bechor, it needs to be a Bechor on three levels. L'Zacharim, L'Rechem, U'L'Vlados. So over here, if you say that the Vlad is Nolad, that's Nolad after this Charara, so it is a Bechor L'Rechem, because the Charara was Batal Barov, so the Rechem never passed a Vlad. The Rechem had previously only passed a glob of blood that was mostly blood, and therefore it was Mevatal, the previous Vlad. So this, it would be a Bechor L'Rechem. but it's not a Bechor Levlados, because the Charara, before it disintegrated, had a Shem Vlad. So since there was something that had a Shem Vlad, that came out of this woman, that came out of this animal, rather, so that this female animal, so it's not a Bechor Levlados. The next animal is not going to be a Bechor Levlados. It will be a Bechor Lerechem, but it's not a Bechor Levlados, because prior to exiting the body, there was already a Vlad in there. It just disintegrated in the body. So it's not the first Vlad from this woman. The final approach, there are several more, but one other approach in the Achronim, the Chalkas Yoav writes that the idea of Rov only helps if you're being done on that which is in front of you. So then we say the miut as if it's not here. But if you're being done on something that a miut came from, that a miut came out of, so you're not going to say that since it's a miut, it's as if it never came out. Meaning, the chaticha itself, you could say that the miut is kamandalese. You look at this chaticha of blood, you say, okay, the majority is the blood, the minority is the fetus kamandalese. But in regards to the mother, so it has there's no bittel barov from the mother. You ask, did a fetus come out of the mother? The answer is yes. A lot of other stuff may have also come out of the mother, but the bottom line is a fetus came out of the mother. Meaning, when do we say bittel barov? When I'm looking at the item that's bitaroves. So the item that's bitaroves, I'll say, okay, so the rov is mevatel the miut. But I'm not looking at the item that's bitaroves, I'm looking at that which it came from, I'm looking at the mother, so what came out of this mother? Well, a vlad came out of the mother, dam came out of the mother, little pieces of flesh came out of the mother, so that's a totally different story. You're not going to say bittel barov in that kind of situation. Let's see the Gemara Vayter now. So back in the Gemara, we're at the two dots. Tananasam, right? That's what we're up to. Tananasam. Ein lin nefelim psichas hakever. About 10 lines down on Chaf Beis Amud Aleph. Tananasam. Ein lin nefelim psichas hakever. Ad sheya agilu rosh kipika. So we don't assume that there's what we call a psichas hakever for a nefel. Psichas hakever means the opening of the uterus, a wide enough opening of the uterus to have halachic significance for the nefel until the opening is large enough, that the head is large enough, like a pika. So my kipika, what in the world is that? Amravuna kipika shel tzemer. It's an instrument used in weaving wool. So it's something that would hold down the long threads when you were weaving the wool to help the weaving process. So it's Ramosha Paskins in the Tshuva. This is halacha l'maisa, because there's a halacha in Hilchos Nida that ein psichas hakever below dam. That any time the uterus is opened up, we assume, even if you didn't see any blood, we assume dam nida has to come out. So it makes a woman a nida. That's why there are certain gynecological procedures that when they're done, even if the woman does not bleed from them, just the procedure itself involves invasion in the uterus, it involves opening up the uterus a certain amount, that itself might make a woman a nida. But so there's a discussion in the Achronim, what if the uterus doesn't open up naturally, it's opened up by an instrument from the outside, is that the same thing? Would you still say, Eim psichas hakever below dam? Poskim assume yes, that we do, that the Yehuda writes, that we do assume that that's considered psichas hakever, we'd say Eim psichas hakever below dam in that kind of situation. How big of a psichas hakever would be a psichas hakever? So Rav Moshe writes that kapika. So how big is kapika? So he says about 3/4 of an inch. So that's why OBGYNs, they know, I mean the firm ones at least, they know which instruments exactly are going to open up what, they know exactly what to tell the patients, how to speak to the Rabbanim about what exactly happened. So anyway, so this idea of psich sakever is when it opens up like a pika shel tzemer. Amar lei chia barav l'rafuna, Rebbe par shel shasi o shel arev. So he said, explain, is it shel shasi o shel arev? Which threads? The pika apparently could be a different size depending on whether you're going with the horizontal or the vertical threads. So Amar lei tanya pika shel shasi divrei meir, Rebbe domer shel arev, Rebbe lezer, Rebbe tzadik omer mishiyiru tfifios. That it's when you see tefifios, that's when it's the size that you see tefifios. So what does that mean? My tefifios, Amar Vidom Amar Shmuel, Mishom Rablaz, Rabbi Tzadok, Kacha Yimafarshim Yushlaim, Kepreda Shakaras Lahatil Memeha, it's when a mule bends down to urinate, Veneris Pika Mitoch Pika, and it looks like there is a double disc inside, so that double disc that appears to be inside, that's the size of, that when you see that much, that's when you assume that there's a psichas hakever. The Rambam writes, when it comes to the Bechor, the Ptur of Bechora, a Nathal of a Behema does not have Petarechem until it's Yagilu Rosh Kepika Shal Arev. Rambam paskins that it's Dafka Yagilu Rosh Kepika Shal Arev. That's Rambam in Hilchos Bechoros, Parak Dalet, Halach Yud Gimel. The Ramban is Masig on that Rambam, because he says, certainly when it comes to Bechor, you don't need the Nathal to be Magil Rosh Kepika Shal Arev. You only need Babuei Dam, even just clusters of blood, that bubbling blood is enough to pater from Bechora. Charora Shel Dam is pater from Bechora. This din of a Nefel has nothing to do with patering from Bechora. This din was only said Legabe Tuma. We want to know at what point the Tuma of the Nefel is going to be getting out. So that's what the din of Psichos HaKever over here has to do with. It has nothing to do, says the Ramban, with the halacha of Bechora. Okay, the Ramban also implies that the whole reason that Pachos Mipika is not Metame is because Pachos Mipika is not a real Psichos HaKever. That's what the Ramban strongly implies. The Rash in Aalos disagrees. He says, no, the reason that Pachos Mipika is not Metame is because since the Nefel is so tiny, the Psichos HaKever of such a Nefel is not considered chashuv enough, it's not considered as if it was Yatzal Chutz. But certainly, Pachos Mipika is still considered Psichos HaKever. That's the Shita of the Rash. La Halacha, we pass them like the Ramban. The Psichos HaKever itself is enough to... The din of a Pika, the Shira of a Pika, is a din in Psichos HaKever itself, and how to define Psichos HaKever. Another point, the Raivin and Bali HaNefesh and the Meiri and Nida say that you learn from here that when it comes to that which we pass in Psichos HaKever Blodam, that it has to be size of Vlad Gadol Shehegil Rosh or Kepika, but the Ravid says, nah, even a Psicha Koldu. Again, we paskin, yeah, it's got to be Ein Psicha Sekev Blodam, has to be Dafka if it's the size of a Pika. So fine, says Gemara Viter. Amrafuna, Shamati Shte Pikos, Achla Shoshesi Vacha Shalarev, Veilin Farish. I heard two dinim about a Pika, about the size of a Pika, one of the one kind of thread, the other of the other kind of thread, but I don't know what's what, I don't know what's going on. Kios Rav Dimi Amrav Yochanan, Shalosh Pikos Shamati. He said, I heard three Alachos of Pikos, Achla Shoshesi and one of a pika gedola shel sakotin. So ve'inu the farish, and I don't know what it's all about. When we talk about a psichos hakever of an isha, of a human being, of a female human, so then it's the pika of shasi. Shel behema, when we talk about psichos hakever of behema, shel arev. Pika gedola shel sakayin kiditran. That's a different halacha. Gush habami beis pras meiret ha'amim. Totally different halacha. Let's say you have a beis pras. So what's a beis pras? So this is Gemara says it's one of two things. Either a sada shenachrash bokever or a sada shenevad bokever. Right? A beis pras is a field that you know there was a kever in there once. You now cannot find a kever. So either because it was lost, you just don't know the location and it's impossible to find. Or shenechrash bo kever, that the person was buried not 6 feet underground, was buried right near the surface, and then the whole field was plowed, so all the dirt and all the pieces of bone fragments and everything was spread all around the field. So the entire field, the entire beis hapras, the entire area has a status of tuma midrabanan. So let's say you have a gush that comes from a beis hapras me'eretz ha'amim. Shi'uro kepika gedola shel sakayin shahu kichosum amartzufin v'yeshlo b'tzara elyon shel magufas achavas alachmes. It has to be metame, it's got to be the size of a certain type of barrel cover. That's the shear to be metame. Fine. Amrei Shlakish Mishum Rabbi Yudin Asiya. Halokech tzir me ama aretz. If a person purchases tzir, tzir means fish brine. So we see over here, fish brine, we're going to see in the Gemara, is not 100% pure fish brine. It's fish brine mixed with water a little bit. So a person purchases fish brine from an Amaretz, mashiko b'mayim v'tahar. So you can do ashaka, so connect it to the waters of a mikvah, and then it becomes tahar. The halacha is, when food becomes tamei, so you can't be mitar food in a mikvah. You can't take a piece of steak and dip it in a mikvah and make it tahar. Water that becomes tamei, there's such a din called ashaka, that you could actually be mitahar water. So the fish brine, you could be metahir. So it says, I don't get it. I don't understand. Im mayaruba ninhu kibunda avadu ashaka tairi luhu. Viruba tsir ninhu Sir lo bar kibule tumahu. If it's if the mayim is the rov, so once you do ashaka, so it becomes completely tahar. And if it's rov tzir, so tzir can never be makabel tum in the first place. So may iko mishum hanach miyuta de maya. So what you want to say? Oh, mayim is the miyut, and the mayim becomes tameh, and that's why we need to do ashaka. Alt the miyut mayim that's in there. Well, hanach batluhu baruba. Well, then that mayim is batul barov. So why do you even need ashaka if the mayim is already batul barov? If you look at Tosfos, batul baruba, Tosfos says doesn't even have to be a rov. He says afilu ayu mechsal mechsa. But it's mikal malka mitam de lo batul salku de hashaka. So if it's mechsal mechsa, you would already have to have hashaka. We just picked the case of rov. That's one point Tosos makes. The other point is hanach miyuta. The previous Tosos hanach miyuta demaya betelin lo baruba says v'lo dami l'shari surin shu b'nosein tam. Very important line of Tosos. Tosos says, well, wait a second, batul barov. Isn't there a din of nesinas tam of batul b'shishim? Well, when Mehechitesi, we all say, suddenly say batul barov by tarovis of lach b'lach. We say batul barov when it's yavish b'yavish. You have whatever, three hamburgers, and one of them is treif, and two of them are kosher. So the treif one is batul barov, and the kosher ones. That's what we have it in batul barov, and it's tarovis of yavish b'yavish. But you have milk falls into your chicken soup, or chazer shmaltz falls into your chicken soup. We don't say batul barov, it's nesinas tam. So as soon as it's nesinas tam, it asks. So says Tosfos, no, there's no din of Nesinas Tam over here, because Nesinas Tam is only a din in Yoredeya. It's not a din, I mean, I shouldn't say Yoredeya, it's only a din when it comes to Achila. It's not a din when it comes to Tuma. It's by Isser, it's a din. By Isser Veheter, there's a din of Nesinas Tam. By Tuma, there's no din of Nosin Tam. So by Tuma, it's always going to be Batul Barov. Very, very important yesod that Tosfos raises, that by Tuma, there's no din of Batul Barov. Rashash writes that Luchora, you could have suggested this is actually Machlokas, Beshame and Beshilel, in the Mishnah, in the second parak of Orla. Because over there it says that anything that's Mechame, it's Metavel, Medamea, Betruma, and Ba'orla, and Bekilei Akerim is Aser. Beshame says even Metame. And Beshilel says, no, it's not Metame until it has Kabetza. So you see that which gives tam, according to Beis Shammai, is metame. According to Beis Hillel, it's not metame. So Tosfos comes out on the right side of the halacha, that it's like Beis Hillel, right? That the tumah doesn't transfer with nesinas tam. Tumah's not, by tumah, we only look at rov, we don't look at nesinas tam. Fine, says Gemara Vayter. Amar b'yirmiya, lo shanu el litpol behen pito. This is only if you want to dip your bread in this tzir. Avokadera lo, but if you want to use it to put in a pot with other ingredients, so that's no good because matzah minas mino vineyor. That's it's gonna be matzah minas mino. That which was originally tame is gonna combine with that which is in the pot, which is tame, and it's gonna make up the majority. So Yasser Rav Dimi v'kamer lahashmaita. Rav Dimi was saying this teaching. Amli Abaye v'chiv tuma shabbat lachazer vineyora. So Abaye says, I don't understand. Once it's already batel, can tuma that has already been batel be chozer v'neir, be reinvigorated and come back and become a problem again? Samalei va'at lo tizbro. What, you don't hold that something that's already been batel can come back and be a problem again? Vatnan, we have a mishnah sa'a truma tameya shenafla lameya chulin. If you have one sa'a of truma tameya that falls into 100 sin of chulin, so tahorin, it's a chulin that's Tahar, rather, meaning that it was not mitame the truma when the truma fell in, because the chulin was all tahar. Reb Lezer Omer, tirum v'tirkav. Reb Lezer says, take from that mixture one sa'a and let it rot, just like truma tamea, just like you let truma tamea rot. Truma tamea is aser b'achila, so you just let it rot. Shani Omer, he saw shenafla, he saw sha'olsa. So it was, again, it was truma tamea that fell into chulin tahorin. So take out one saw. You don't know if you're getting the exact same saw, but says the Rabbi Lazar, you have the right to assume that the saw that you take out is the saw of truma that fell in, and then just let it rot like truma tamea, which cannot be eaten. Shani Omer, he saw shenafla, he saw sha'olsa. It's the same saw. We have the right to assume that came in and the same saw that comes out. He says it could become batel, but you have to be careful not to be machshir the chulin to be makabel tuma. You should be machshir, you should be careful not to put it into contact with any liquids, to keep it in very small shiurim in order to avoid any problems. So just a couple of things over here. Tosus writes that in Yerushalmi it's clear that according to Rabbi Elazar, you could burn it also, that you don't have to just let it rot, you can go ahead and burn it. So Tosus in the tiny words on the bottom of the page in Dibur Maskel Tirum Vitirkov, he says, what kind of moron, if you're able to burn it and you get hana from the fire, why would you let it rot? Meaning, if you have the opportunity to be able to use it for something useful, why wouldn't you use it for something useful? What kind of person would just let it rot? He doesn't understand why, if Rabbi Lezer in fact holds, like the Yerushalmi says he does, that you can burn it. So why does Rabbi Lezer say, Tirkav, that they should just let it rot? So Tosfos answers in the name of Rabbeinu Tam, that Rabbi Lezer really means to say you should burn it. It's just that this, what he's trying to say is that the burning that you do should be the kind of burning that's similar to Tirkav, in that this burning, unlike other burnings, you're not allowed to get hana from it. Meaning, so there is no advantage to burning it, because you're in fact not allowed to get hana from it. Tosfos also says that it could be that the Bavli and the Yerushalmi just disagree, that according to the Bavli, it has to be let to rot. According to the Yerushalmi, it's efshar b'sreifa. The Taz in the side of the Shulchan Aruch asks the, where's this Taz? Yeah, in Yardesim Shinchaf Gimel Sif Beis, Cotton Beis, asks, why do we say that Truma Temeya should be Tirkav, and we don't say to just be Shoel on the Truma? Meaning, you designated it as Truma, so can't you be Shoel on that designation to undo that designation and then take Truma from somewhere else? And the Truma that hasn't become Tame from somewhere else? So he says, no, you can't be Shoel and Truma unless there's a Pesach V'charata from the Hafrasha itself, that there has to have been something wrong with the Maisa Hafrasha. But if there's no Pesach or Charata from the Hafrasha itself, it's only that since it's become mixed with something else, you now want to be Chozer Bo, so that's not a good enough reason, that's not a strong enough reason to be Shoel on your Hafrasha. Nekudas HaKesef's Matari, it's that the Tana writes the Din, and not the Takanos of how to fix the Din. But it's just telling you the Din. The Din is that if you don't undo what you have previously done, so the Din is that this is let to rat. But not that it's impossible. Nekudas HaKesef says it is possible, you can undo what you have previously done. It's Rav Yosef Engel, Nasfond HaRaisa, Klal Tazvav, says that maybe you can answer the kasha of the Taz, that it's also to be Shoel on Truma, because then you're being Mevatel, the Kedusha of Truma. And maybe that's a violation of the din of Mishmeres Trumasi, that you have to guard the Kedusha of Truma. By being Shoel on the Truma, you're undoing its status of Truma. Maybe that's a violation of guarding Truma properly. That's how he answers the kasha on the Taz. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. So what do we see from this machlokas? V'tani ala, we taught about this machlokas. Osan chulin, the Rabbi Eliezer, matahe ale. And what do you do with this chulin, according to Rabbi Eliezer, with the remaining 100 sitin of chulin? So yochlu nukudin okloyos, or yelushub meperos, or tischalik liisos, levachle, kibetz makam echad. You just make sure that they don't come in contact with any tumma, and they're not makabal tumma. Vamar ula, they don't come in contact with water. Vamar ula matam, gzeira shem yavi kav chulin tamea mi makam echad, v'kav v'od mi minze. No, because what we're afraid is going to happen is you're going to bring more chulin that's tamei from somewhere else. You're going to assume it becomes batel barov in this chulin over here, not realizing that this chulin already had something that was tamei that was already batel in it. And you're not going to realize that the tuma ingredients in this chulin are going to combine with the tuma you're going to combine it with from somewhere else, and it's going to make up a rov. You have this mashu, and then the two are going to get together, and they're going to make a problem. So don't you also hold that there's such a concept of chozer v'neyur even after tuma's already batel? Amalei im tuma oreres tuma, taro oreres tuma. He says that's one thing for tuma to be ma'orer tuma, but for taro mayim that's in the kedera that's tar, how's that going to cause the mayim in the tzir to become tamei? It's a totally different ball game. I said that tuma's going to be ma'orer tuma. That I'm moda to, but not that taro should be ma'orer the tuma. Okay, well. First time we ever got to the next daf. All right, I'll pick up Chav Gimel Aleph tomorrow.